Now, for work at Wednesdays today, like farming, the commercial fishing sector, it's made up of families who have been in the game for generations. But due to increasing regulation and the nature of the job, it is an industry that's shrinking significantly here on our south coast. So today for Work at Wednesday, I thought I could give you some insight into the life of a fisherman from Albany man Gavin Jackman, whose family has been in the game for over 100 years.
Well, it's not easy time this time of year. It's pretty bloody cold, as you found out the last week, you know. So, it's an interesting life. It's definitely not a life that you take easily. It's a lot of hard work, yeah.
What time do you have to get up in the morning?
We get up roughly, it all depends on what time the tide's moving. So we can get up roughly from about 1:30 through to 3 o'clock in the morning and be on the water for the movement of the tide.
What time do you go to bed then?
We're in bed early when Fat Cat's on at 7:30. We're lights out and trying to get a bit of kip, yeah.
So fourth generation then. I mean, I guess there's the family reason of why you'd stay in it, but you've got to love it. What is it about it that makes you brave that?
It's just a tradition that's been taught to us over many, many generations, you know, and it's hard to stay in it. But you know, I think like all things historic, you know, historic families, you know, you've got to look after it, and you've got to survive somehow. You know, it's not one of the best livings. You know, there's a lot of different hours and times a day. You miss a lot of time with the families, but you know, it's been out on the water and being free. That's the thing, you know, and being able to provide fresh fish to the community of Albany and Perth and that, where we sell distribute our fish. You know, it's just a living. It's just like any other job. You know, you settle in and you make the best out of it.
What's your day to day like?
Well, the day to day, we're pretty busy early in the morning catching the fish, so we might knock off some days about 1:30. And if we didn't catch a lot of fish, we'll probably come home, pack the fish that we've got on ice, get it ready to go on the truck, and then we start again. And you know, it all depends what kind of method we're doing for the day. So we're a multi-species fishery here on the south coast, so we don't concentrate on one fishery in particular. We do many different types, so it all depends what the season holds for us.
And so how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this now for 30 years. And as I said, my family's been doing it now for over 100 years here in Albany. Yeah.
A lot of fishermen that I've spoken to have said it at the moment, with a lot of changes in the rules and regulations around commercial fishing, it feels like death by a thousand cuts. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. You know, we don't know what's happening from one minute to the next with the governments and stuff, you know, and it is really trying times and quite hard, and we see a lot what's going on over east on the eastern seaboard, and we really feel for them guys, and we just don't know what the future holds for us. You know, we don't have a vote in parliament, we don't really have a lot of support, you know, outside of the people that come and support us each day at the markets and stuff, so we don't really have a voice, Tyne. That's the hardest thing for us.
Is it hard to encourage people to be fishermen into the future, the next generation?
Oh, look, definitely, you know, like I've got two young fellas and one's pretty keen. He's only 14 at the minute. And look, you can't promise anything, you know, and the big changes here next year, and it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. And there'll be a lot of guys miss out, and it's really sad because a lot of them are generational fishing families, and it is hard, you know, and a lot of guys are old generation, so they don't talk and they don't know how to talk to the community or that, you know, they kind of go back into their shells a little bit.
On a more positive note, we are here today at the Boat Shed Market, somewhere where you've been coming now for almost exactly a year.
Yeah, exactly a year, and it's really been great. And what we wanted to do was to come out and set up a little store so we can communicate with the community and get them to come down and buy fresh fish straight from the fishermen and have a yarn to us and find out what we do, so we can get across to the public what we're actually doing and explain how sustainable the fishery is and what methods we use and that. And it's been really an amazing journey so far. You know, it's just the people each week. We've been getting rid of up to 200 kilos a week, you know, and it's been absolutely sensational for us to be able to make contact with the community.
Why was that important to you a year ago when you decided to come here and start selling your fish to the locals?
Well, we're an older generational fishing community here on the south coast, and a lot of the old fellas, you know, they don't like talking to people. You know, they've kind of been pushed into a corner where not to be seen and not to be heard. So a couple of us got together and we thought, well, let's put it back out there. You know, the community's really relied on fishing over a long period of time in the Great Southern here, and it's been an important part of industry. Let's get back in touch with the community and put it out there and get them to come and see us and ask us questions of ourselves and just give good feedback back to them and let them know what we're doing.
What are the questions they ask?
Mainly about sustainability and how the stocks and that are here on the south coast, and whether, you know, how we catch the fish and how we conceive it to be sustainable. Like, we do a lot of seining in the harbour, so we explain the method that we use and how we return the small fish unharmed to the water, you know. So it's mainly, we're just starting a video, as young Ryland here today is taking a bit on showing them how we actually are sustainable, and so they can understand the methods that we use.
Do you see this direct contact with the locals making a difference to your industry going forward?
Oh, definitely. You know, the support over the last 12 months has been absolutely amazing, you know, and the community have really come out in numbers to support the local fishermen here in Albany, you know, and they realise how important it's been for many years, the generational fishing families and the historic fishing families of the south coast. And buy local and buy straight from the fishermen and get to know your fisho.
There you go, and that's your local fisho if you're in Albany. It's Gavin Jackman.